For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
The CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques were not an effective way to gather intelligence information.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, chair of the Senate's Intelligence Committee, released a report on the CIA's use of torture during the Bush administration.
The CIA provided extensive amounts of inaccurate information about the operation of the program and its effectiveness to the White House, the Department of Justice, Congress, the CIA Inspector General, the media, and the American public.
The massive Senate Intelligence Committee report finds that the use of the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques were not effective for obtaining accurate information or gaining detainee cooperation. It suggests the treatment of detainees in secret prisons was worse than the government described to Congress or the public.
The CIA program was far more brutal than people were led to believe.
Defending CIA tactics, former CIA Chief George Tenet said the interrogation program saved thousands of American lives by taking al-Qaeda leaders off the battlefield. But the report says those claims are not backed up. And Senator John McCain says criticism over releasing the report is unfounded.
There is, I fear, misinformation being used today to prevent the release of this report, disputing its findings and warning about the security consequences of their public disclosure. Will the report's release cause outrage that leads to violence in some parts of the Muslim world? Yes, I suppose that's possible, perhaps likely. Sadly, violence needs little incentive in some quarters of the world today. But that doesn't mean we will be telling the world something it will be shocked to learn. The entire world already knows that we waterboarded prisoners. It knows we subjected prisoners to various other types of degrading treatment. It knows we use black sites, secret prisons. Those practices haven't been a secret for a decade.
Meanwhile, U.S. embassies in Afghanistan and Thailand are warning of potential for anti-American protests and violence over the release of the Senate report. Afghanistan and Thailand were host to two of the secret facilities. That's where prisoners were interrogated with methods the report calls torture. Skeptics are saying it's unlikely the CIA was the only arm of government which knew about the tactics used. And now that the report is out, there's the question: what is the U.S. going to do about these crimes? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.